it's time for...
All three.
Did you hear what the lady said?
I said, all three. All sweet is the margarine with the delicate natural flavor.
Yes, friends, that's what all the ladies are saying. All sweet. The margarine with the delicate natural flavor. With all sweet margarine invites you to meet the meat. Swift and Company, who bring you All Sweet Margarine and other favorite foods, invite you to meet your favorite radio family, the Mortimer Meats, who live on Elm Street in Civic Center. Well, it's early morning in the little white house with the green shutters, and Mortimer Meats stands next to the desk in the living room. He's acting in a very mysterious manner.
So far, so good. I made it down here to the living room without anybody noticing me. Now, to pick out the right vacation folder from those that I got from the Gazette vacation editor. Here it is. Just the kind of vacation I'd want. Well, I think I'm entitled to have my kind of vacation just once. Every year we go somewhere that I don't want to go to. Well, this year it's going to be different. I'll just simply announce at the right time that we're going out for our executive. Oh, my gracious. It is already in the kitchen. I have to hide these other folders. Put them in this pigeonhole in the desk with the unpaid bills. Unpaid bills. Nobody'd think of looking there.
Mortimer!
Yes, dear?
Breakfast is nearly ready,
aren't you? Yeah, I'm coming. Now, I'll just put my vacation folder in my pocket and walk in as though there was nothing unusual afoot. After all, the family doesn't even know yet that Mr. Barker told me to take my vacation early.
What are you doing in the living room, dear?
Well, I will...
Come on, Daddy, fess up. You look very mysterious.
Yeah, you certainly do, Morty. Come on. Tell us what's in that little old think tank of yours.
Now, Jeff, just a minute, Lloyd. It seems to me that a citizen is entitled to some privacy. I don't see why I can't walk into the living room before breakfast without causing a wave of questions.
What's the matter? Rachel will be swamped.
Daddy's got a secret.
I have not.
Oh, that'll do, both of you. Now sit down and eat your breakfast here.
Thank you, honey.
And you don't have to tell us one word about our vacation plans.
Well, that's fine, because I wasn't going to hold you. Agatha, me. Have you been reading my mind? How did you know I was even thinking about you?
Oh, well, Lord, but don't look so baffled. Every year about this time, you get that certain look on your face.
Huh? Well, what certain look?
The one that says, out of Barker's clutches.
Vacation, oh, Jean. Where are we going this year, Daddy?
Yeah, come on. Break down, Morty.
We're waiting, you sly fox.
Well, now, really, I don't know what you're all talking about. My vacation hasn't been decided upon, definitely. And I am not talking. So there.
Well, why, Mortimer, do you mean you won't even tell your own wife? And your very own daughter?
And your own ever-loving brother-in-law? Tis.
Louis, when the proper time arrives, I will make the proper announcement.
Oh, but, Daddy, I've got to tell all the kids where and when. Golly, how can we compare notes if I don't?
And there are certain preparations that must be made.
Sure. You don't want me to go out and just throw your money away in the wrong kind of vacation clothes, do you, Morty?
Well, that is very considerate of you, Louis. But I am making no announcements this morning. And that is that.
Oh, goodness, Daddy. You just sit there looking like the cat that swallowed the canary.
Right, daughter. And this is one time I absolutely refuse to chirp.
You know, the trick in saving money is to save and like it. Sure, you can do without a new bonnet and fatten up the piggy bank that way, but shucks, it isn't any fun. But listen, using All Sweet margarine is a downright pleasant way to save. You see, All Sweet is the delicious table spread that's so economical. How your family will love its delicate golden goodness, melting into waffles and enriching hot bread. And how the nickels and dimes and quarters will drop into that little old savings bank. And say, what All Sweet farm fresh natural flavor does to leftovers is really something. Leftover carrots and peas, for instance, baked in a creamy All Sweet sauce and topped with All Sweet rich crumbs is simply scrumptious and economical and wholesome, too, for All Sweet is rich in food energy and brimming over with vitamin A. Yes, All Sweet is not only mighty delicious eating, it's mighty thrifty eating, too. So remember, All Sweet. the margarine with the delicate natural flavor.
Mother, Dan was certainly mysterious about our vacation plans, wasn't he? I said to him, "Oh, I didn't know Mother'd gone out." Oh, well, off to the daily grind of school. I'll just pick up a pencil from the desk. Oh, my goodness, this desk is worse than Trevor McGee's closet. Where are all the pencils? Oh, maybe they're in this pigeonhole. Hmm. What's this? A vacation in the mountains. Mountains. Romantic Mount Fredo Resort. Oh, how sweet of Dad. Oh, it looks wonderful and romantic. I know he won't mind if I take this folder with me. I'll keep it secret. But won't he be surprised when I show him my vacation clothes? A mountain climbing outfit. Yod, load, yes.
Hey, Archie! This must be all again. Oh, and I'm so hungry. I wonder what I should get with those bonbons you had. Probably hit them. Oh, well, I shouldn't anyway. I just put on more weight. Sure, Louis, you should. I know, but doesn't everybody love a fat man? And I want to be loved, don't I? Ah, the desk. Now, let me see. If I was a bonbon, where would I hide myself? I could... Say, what's this? A vacation by the sea. Enchanting, romantic, blooded beach. Look at all those classy tomatoes. Oh, now, wasn't that thoughtful of Morty to pick out a vacation spot like this? Well, I better go downtown and get myself a beach ensemble. Yeah, that's a wonderful idea. I could charge it to Morty and pay him later. Beautiful blotched beach. Bathing beauties. Here I come.
Louis, dear, do you remember what I did with Aunt Eleanor's letter? My, something must be wrong. Louis's not asleep on the sofa. Now, let me think. What did I do with that letter? The desk, of course. You know, in which of these pigeonholes did I put... What's this? Vacation at a romantic resort hotel. Charming hotel for guests. Afternoon bridge, musical, dramatic reading, social hours. Oh, Mortimer, how sweet to think of me and where I'd like to vacation. He is a dear to sacrifice his pleasures to me. Well, I certainly won't let on, but I know. And I certainly won't let him down either. I'll go right out and buy myself an outfit that'll be the talk of every woman at hotel for gifts.
Ah, that. 6 blocks away from the house. I'm safe now. I can read my vacation pamphlet and see. Here it is. Vacation, a healthy outdoor way. Superlative fishing at rustic Gopher Park. Get away from civilization and get close to nature. Maybe I'll meet nature boy. If you come to rustic Gopher Park, your fish will come to you. Oh, my, isn't that wonderful? Just imagine your fish coming to you. Won't the family be delighted?
Oh, my. They suddenly place telephone poles in odd places these days.
Dr. Firmish, I'm not a telephone pole. I'm Mortimer Meade.
Odd name for a pole. I must make a note of that.
No, look, Doctor. Don't you recognize me? I'm Peggy Meek's father, the father of the girl in your room at school.
Oh, of course, the little splinter. I had you confused with another telephone pole I once bumped into. Name of Meek, too. Well, how are you?
Oh, I'm very happy, Doctor. I'm going on a vacation to a fishing camp, a real out-of-doors place.
Ah, how unique. Mm-hmm. I presume there are indoor fishing places. Rather confusing, though, I should imagine, unless one were fishing for goldfish. Reminds me of a poem I once memorized.
Oh, really?
Yes, would you like to hear it?
I certainly would.
Good. Little fishy made of gold, not so young and not so old, swimming hither, swimming yon. Isn't it terrible not to have any privacy?
Doctor, please, that doesn't rhyme.
No, it doesn't, does it? Very interesting philosophic comment, though, isn't it?
Yes.
It proves the materialistic theory, which goes to say that man... just like goldfish, cannot ever escape himself because...
Because?
Yes, and that's probably the reason, too.
Yeah. Now, where were we? No, Doctor, look. I started to tell you that this year, I'm going to vacation where I want to vacation. The family's going where I want to go.
Fishing.
Fishing! Mm-hmm.
The delights of the piscatorial pursuit.
Yes.
That recalls the fishing encounter I once had on the coast of Yucatan.
Yes.
Oh, what a violent struggle I had with the brute. The battle lasted for hours and hours. But finally, it landed me. I landed it.
Well, you must have been proud.
Oh, I was. But I had to throw it back.
Oh, what was it?
An old automobile tire, and it didn't fit my car.
Oh,
well, it's been sporting, but thwarting. Goodbye.
Here's a sketch of the hiking outfit I'm getting, Jill. And listen, Richard's going to the very same party. And it's supposed to be very romantic.
Hello, Kurt. This is Lover Boy. No, Louie. Yeah, I'm downtown. I've been shopping. And wait till you see my beach ensemble. Yeah, we're going to Plaza Beach. Yeah. And you'd better be particularly nice to me, because where I'm going to be under some terrific temptation. Yeah.
Does go with the print and the cottons, too. I'll take it. After all, I do want to look nice for my husband. We're going to Forgift Resort Hotel. It's extremely smart, you know.
Now I quit rowing and I cast. We'll soon see how you look in a frying pan, you big mouth bass.
Well, me?
Yes, you.
Dripping talk with an imaginary customer?
Oh, Mr. Barker, I didn't hear you come in.
That is very obvious.
Well, I was just imagining I was on my vacation. Thinking, you know.
Well, try to imagine you're earning your salary here at Barker and Company.
Oh, yes, sir, Mr. Barker.
Take that fish out of the frying pan and pay attention.
Yes, sir.
About this vacation of yours.
Oh, I have great plans, Mr. Barker. You see, I've got the spot all picked out.
Oh, you have the spot all picked out.
Yes, and I'm really looking forward to it.
And you're looking forward to it.
Yes.
Well, you can stop looking forward to it.
I can stop looking for you. Mr. Barker, do you mean...
I mean, Meek, your vacation has been temporarily canceled.
But Mr. Barker...
I find I can't spare you right now.
But Mr. Barker, my family's looking forward to it. I told him I was going to surprise him.
Well, now it'll be a real surprise. You can begin frying your fish again now. That is all. Signed, yours to Ascender, Walter Barker.
Oh, my gracious. I wonder if Mr. Barker knows how many minds I have to change when he just changes his.
Is your lunch ready, dear? You've got to get back to school.
I'm not hungry, Mother. My mashed potatoes look just like beautiful mountain peaks. Don't they, Daddy?
Well, mash them down with your fork, you see. Then the gravy will make them look like a romantic bathing beach. Hey, boy?
Mortimer, dear.
Mm-hmm.
Huh? Oh, you're saying something to me, eh? All the conversation's been directed at you, dear. I'm afraid you'll have to break down and tell us where we're going on our vacation. Will you, dear? Tell us about the joys of afternoon bridge and musicale.
Well, I'm not sure what any of you are referring to, but this morning, Mr. Barker made a reference that I'm very sure of.
No, it doesn't have anything to do with our vacation, does it?
Well, you know the old saying, there's many a slip between the grip and the trip.
Mortimer, after I told all my friends.
Oh, Dad, Richard's planning on my being there.
Yeah, and how about me and my public?
Oh, this is terrible.
Oh, it's worse than that.
Well, now, excuse me, but I seem to be missing out on something. Won't somebody
tell I will. Marty, I speak for the rest of the family when I say that you have let us down terribly. And I'm not just unhappy for myself, either. It's the others that I'm thinking about.
You mean Agatha and Peggy?
No, I mean all the classy tomatoes who are going to miss seeing me. The poor kids.
Hello. Is it all right for me to come in now?
Why, of course, Mr. Weigel. You're always welcome.
Well, I wasn't so sure. I just passed Mr. Meek down the street, and he didn't even speak to me.
Well, we ain't speaking to Morty either. Not after what he's done to us.
Oh, come now, Brother Louis. We can't be too hard on poor Mortimer. But it is a big disappointment. I just know all the ladies would have envied me that beautiful picture hat.
Look, will someone please tell me what this is all about?
It's Marty, Mr. Weigel. Here we was all set to take him with us on our vacation, and he let old man Barker change our plans.
Oh, so that's it.
Yes.
Well, that's nothing to feel badly about, folks. Look at me. I'm going to spend my vacation right in my own backyard. No crowds, no traffic problems.
No crashy tomatoes.
Oh, but Louie, think of all the nice rest I'll get and the wonderful nourishing food. Why, my wife will give me all my favorite dishes. Fresh asparagus with plenty of allspeed. New potatoes and tender peas in a rich, creamy white sauce made with allspeed.
Where?
Corn on the cob. Blueberry muffins just drenched with delicate, natural-flavored allspeed.
Blueberry muffins. Oh, boy. Blueberry muffins.
Yes, Louie, blueberry muffins. Blackberry cobbler with a tender, flaky, allspeed crust.
Oh.
And my most favorite of favorites, strawberry shortcake. Rich. Golden brown biscuits, spread with lots of allspeed, covered with sweetened crushed berries, and topped with mountains of whipped cream. Hey, wait a minute, Louie. Where are you going?
Excuse me, Mr. Weigel. I gotta go and order a new ensemble to wear in your backyard.
Gracious, it sure needs good to get back to the office. Oh, it was awful at home, having to disappoint everybody about the vacation.
I wonder how they found out and what they meant by what they said. Is
it Mortimer Meeks speaking?
Meeks? Barker, come into my office immediately. Dying hastily, yours, Barker.
Yours, Jack, huh? Jack, I'm coming, Mr. Barker. Wonder what he wants now.
Well, what's the use wondering? It's bound to be unpleasant.
Hey, can't you see I'm busy?
Oh, and excuse me, Mr. Barker. I thought...
Come in. Don't stand there bleeding like a sheep. Come in, Nico, man. Sit down. Plans have changed.
Plans have changed.
Time marches on.
Marches on.
Industry's on the move.
Industry's on the move.
Stop echoing like a parrot.
Stop echoing.
And don't sit there like a clam. I have news for you. I'm letting you go.
Huh? Well, Mr. Barker, I want you to know that I've enjoyed being in your employ all these years. And if I have to go...
I am not firing you.
Huh?
I mean it, I'm letting you go on your vacation. That's grand.
Oh, well, Mr. Barker, you don't know how happy...
Stop fawning all over me. Conditions have changed, that's all. I won't need you. Matter of fact, things are under such good control that Barker and Company can even spare me. I'm going on my vacation next week, too.
Well, how nice. Well, where are you going, boss? He asked dutifully.
Haven't decided yet, but it'll be one of these places. I have the folders right here.
Oh.
Meek, what do you think of mountain climbing? Say, Mount Plato.
Oh, well, I think that's wonderful, Mr. Barker. It's a bit too strenuous for me, though.
Naturally. What about this Rogers Beach? Ought to be some very interesting sights this time of year, eh, Meek?
Agatha always makes me wear sunglasses.
Oh, I wish you hadn't mentioned your wife, Meek. Makes me think of Birdie. She'll probably want to go to some resort hotel like this for gifts in this folder here. Afternoon bridge. Ah.
Yeah, that's what I think. Yeah.
On the other hand, a real man's vacation appeals to me, Meek. Fishing, for instance.
Yeah, fishing, that's it.
A rod and reel, a shady nook. Ah.
Yeah, rod and reel in a shady nook.
A battle with a big fellow. That's sport.
That certainly is.
Nico, man, you convinced me. I'm going home and put my foot down. Ha! I'm going to tell my wife we're going to this rustic gopher park.
Rustic gopher park, yes, for sure. Did you say rustic gopher park?
I certainly did. The folder here sounds wonderful.
Yes, it certainly did.
By the way, where are you going on your vacation?
Well, I guess I'll just take my vacation back in my own backyard. Hello, everybody.
Oh, Mortimer, dear.
Welcome, Morty.
Well, golly, Daddy, why the great big song? Aren't you happy everything turned out so wonderfully?
Sure, Morty. You ought to be tickled to death that old man Barker actually gave somebody something for nothing.
Oh, Mortimer, I'm so happy now we're really going. I could kiss you.
Yeah, I could, too.
Yeah, no, please, Lori. No. I've been through enough today already.
You can't make me mad. No, sirree. Not with that ever-loving sand and sunshine and those gorgeous gals.
Sand and sunshine. Gorgeous gals.
Oh, isn't it going to be grand? I can hardly wait to get there.
What's that? Am Mother, you sound as though you found out where we're going to.
Oh, Mortimer, dear, I think it was real sweet of you to try to keep it a secret like you did.
Yeah, Morty, only you should have done a better job of hiding the vacation folder.
After all, I didn't want everybody... Vacation folder? But I've got...
Ah, you only think you have. I found it in the desk this morning.
That's where I found mine, too.
That desk sure was popular. That's where I got mine.
Oh, I have a terrible premonition of disaster.
Oh, the doorbell. I'll get it. Oh, darling,
buddy.
Just think I've lost.
Now, Mortimer, don't look so blue. After all, we were bound to find out sooner or later. And you were sweet.
You sure were. Believe me, I appreciate your thoughtfulness, Morty.
Oh, what? Here
am I.
Here's something for you, Mother.
Oh, thank you, dear.
Here's yours, Uncle
Louis. Wonder if I can get an unoccupied cell at the city jail.
Oh, just look, everybody. Isn't this a person's darling mountain climbing outfit?
Hey, Nisi, I'm afraid you made a slight mistake. I thought you knew Morty was taking us to Blodgett Beach. Look at my beach ensemble. Snazzy, huh?
Very lovely, Louis. Well, beach ensemble? Oh, Louis, you made a terrible mistake.
Huh?
Mortimer's taking us to the resort hotel for guests, aren't you, dear?
What?
I said... Answer, dear.
Oh, please. I'm afraid it's all a mistake. You must have all got the wrong vacation folders from the desk.
Well,
you see, this is the one I had in mind to surprise you with. I was planning a good old-fashioned fishing vacation.
Oh, fishing vacation?
Yes.
Oh, Mortimer.
Oh, Daddy.
Oh, brother.
Oh, wait now. That isn't the worst of it. Mr. Boss is going on his vacation next week, too, and he has the same four folders that we have, and he doesn't know which place his wife, Birdie, will pick.
Oh, gee, Daddy, we can't go to the same place Mr. Boss does.
Well, I know, but we also can't go to four different places either, dear.
Oh, Mortimer, don't look so disconsolate. It doesn't matter where we go, or if we go at all.
Oh, sure, it doesn't, Morty. But I'm sure it's going to hate to return this shocking pink beach robe.
Oh, and this print is so lovely.
Oh, golly, what we need is a hotel resort, mountains, a beach, and fishing. Daddy, when did you get these vacation folders?
Oh, from the Gazette vacation editor, but what's the...
Everybody stay right here. I've got an idea that might work.
Well, Peggy, dear, where are you going?
Pioneering. I'm going to find new lands for the beach to conquer.
Oh, Louis, would you mind taking off that silly beach robe and those equally silly sunglasses?
Well, I ought to get some use out of them before I return them, shouldn't I, Ella?
Gracious, I wish Peggy would hurry. This suspense is killing me.
Yeah, everybody, I'll probably stop.
Huh? Peggy, what did you do?
What's that you're waving in your hand?
This, dear people, is our salvation.
Why?
Listen, Daddy, I talked to Mr. Tennant, the vacation editor at the Gazette, and
told
him our problem. And he came up with a perfectly super suggestion. Listen, I'll just let it say here in the folder. Delightful Hotel Kimball, moderately priced resort hotel, situated at the base of spectacular Mount Speedmore and adjacent to beautiful tropic beach.
Oh, Peggy, that sounds wonderful.
Oh, boy, oh, boy, I'm going to be surrounded by beautiful tomatoes after all.
And I can still go mountain climbing.
Yeah, that's fine, Peggy, but tell me, does it by any chance mention anything about the fish?
Oh, Daddy, I didn't forget you. It says right here. Abundant trout in nearby mountain streams offer a challenge to guests of Hotel Kimball, whose primary interest is fishing.
Oh, well, my gracious, and I think our problem is solved.
Peggy, I'm so pleased. Now, none of us has to return a thing.
Yeah. Morty, you better get used to my bathing outfit, because I'm practically going to live in it.
My gracious, I'd better send a wire to Hotel Kimball for reservations right away.
Oh, never mind, Daddy. I took care of that, too.
Peggy, how would you like a job as my steady secretary? I'll get it. You can all start unwrapping your packages again. Hello.
Pink Barker.
Did you? Oh, my gracious, what have I done now?
Oh, calm me. I'm not calling my business.
You're not... You aren't?
No. It's just that since you were in on the discussion about my vacation plan, I thought you'd be interested to know where I am going.
Well, yes, of course I would, Mr. Barker. I certainly would.
My wife, Birdie, really decided.
Birdie.
After I told her about the four places in the travel folders, she said she had an ideal spot already picked out.
Yes?
Coming from the vacation editor of the Gazette.
Editor of the Gazette? Well, really? Well, that's where we got our idea. We're going to Hotel Kimball.
What? Wonderful. We'll have a fine time together.
We'll have a fine time together. That's right. I told you to eat yourself a fine time. Mr. Barker, you mean it?
you guessed it, Dick. My wife, Bernie, has wired the Hotel Kimball for reservations. What? See you there. A week.
Yes, Mr. Barker.
This is a great opportunity. Just think. We could put in 12 uninterrupted hours a day on the future plans and policies of the business. Signed, eagerly yours, Barker.
Oh, no.
You know, spur of the moment parties are fun. So the next time the gang's over at your house, invite them to stay for a potluck supper. And let everyone pitch in and help. Friend husband tosses a green salad. Amy's in charge of the coffee. Art spreads big buns with all sweet margarine. Delicate, delicious all sweet. And you don't need to worry about Art's lavish hand, for all sweet is so economical. And you preside over the deluxe hamburgers. Now, season those hamburgers well. Fry them until almost done and then place on the buns. Then top with a mixture of Roquefort or blue cheese mixed with Allsweet. Just wait till you see how smoothly Allsweet's golden goodness blends with the tangy cheese. Then pop the hamburgers in the broiler until the cheese and Allsweet topping is brown and bubbly. And there, a potluck supper that's loads of fun for you all to fix and simply super to eat. Yes, you'll find that Allsweet goes to the best of parties. So remember, All Sweet. The margarine with the delicate natural flavor.
Oh, Mortimer. It's so peaceful here at Hotel Kimball. I could stay forever, couldn't you?
Oh, Agatha, darling, I certainly could. Especially if the fish kept biting the way they did the dirty.
Now, Richard, you
So you're having such a lovely time with your friends.
Come on, sugar. Come on. Uncle Louie will protect you.
Oh, brother. Yeah, and Louie's having such a wonderful time with his little friends. Oh, I can say it's a wonderful vacation for all of us. But, dear.
Yes, sir.
You know, you were offered to tell Mrs. Barker that this place was common and that only those who couldn't afford better came here.
I was, wasn't I?
Sure you were.
Especially when you think that Bertie dragged poor Mr. Barker clear to a city.
Yes. Isn't it a shame? Oh, poor Mr. Barker.
Starring Horace Lewis and Burl Vaughn, is written and directed by Les Weinrod. Be sure to join us over these same stations next Saturday when All Sweet, the margarine with the delicate natural flavor, again invites you to Meet the Meat. This is John Weigel speaking.